Welcome to the teaching ministry of Pastor Taiwo Dukoya, the senior pastor of the Fountain of Life Church. It is our prayer that the message you're about to hear will no doubt shape your destiny in Christ. Be blessed as you listen.
I will just hear for about 10 minutes and then we take the communion. And I know that goodness and mercy will follow you. In the name of Jesus, the rest of your life. I say in the name of Jesus, for the rest of your life, goodness and mercy will follow you. Glory be to God in the highest. After all, what did he say? He said, I will never leave you and I will never forsake you. And he's not a man that he should lie. So this is the truth. So expect something good today. Something supernatural. This was on my mind all through the night. Ephesians 6:18. Praise God. I read. It says, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit. Hello? How do you pray always with prayers and supplication? It says, praying always with all prayers. Hello? Are you here with me? How do you pray? Always. And how? With all prayers. So that was there are many kinds of prayers. Praying always with all prayer and what? Supplication. How? I can hear you. I can hear you. I can hear you. Said, I'm watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. So what really got my attention here is that the Bible says to pray always. If you look within the context, not going to verse 1 as it were, let's go to verse 10. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to what? Come on, help me, help me, help me. I can't hear you. That you may be able to what? Praise the Lord. That you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. Then he says, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore, take unto you. So why? Because of all these ones that will try to distract, that will try to throw a spanner in your will of progress, that will try to spoil your joy. It says, take unto you the whole armor of God that you may be able to, what? I can hear you. I can hear you. Thank you. That you may be able to withstand in the evil day and haven't done all to what? Stand. Glory be to God in the highest. And then the next verse says, stand. Come on, tell the devil, say stand. Stand therefore. How do you stand? Having your loins what? Gat about with what? Hallelujah. If I say, tell me what is truth in Bible parlance, what is truth? Quickly, somebody help me. The word of God. He said, what sanctified them by your what? By your truth. Your word is truth. Come on, John 17, from the lips of Jesus himself. Praise the Lord. He says, stand therefore, having your loins girt with truth, and having on the breastplate of what? Righteousness. And your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace, and above all, taking the shield of faith. In fact, again, if you look at all that you have to guard yourself with, is the word. Shield of faith, faith only comes by the word. Gospel, gospel is the good news, is the word. Glory be to God in the highest. I mean, you can go on and on. And the feet with the preparation of the gospel of peace, above all taking the shield of faith, wherein you shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. How do you quench the fiery darts of the wicked? Just reading the Bible. Just if you give me exactly the way it is in the passage. Your shield of faith. Glory be to God. Come on, church. You are too quiet for me. How do you stop the attacks of the devil, the fiery darts of the devil? Darts are what are thrown at you. How do you stop it? Shield of faith. So what is faith? All right. So you can begin to see that victory is more certain than you ever thought. You know why? Because victory is already wrought by Jesus Christ. It is a concluded work. I just want to show you the character of God. In the name of Jesus, you won't die before your time. I say in the name of Jesus, your life will not be a life of shame. You are head, you are not tail. You are seated with him in the heavenlies, amen, above all principalities and powers. You will finish well. In the name of Jesus. So relax. I think my own relax is rest, as you will find in the Bible. So rest. But the thing about this rest is that the Bible advises us, it says we should labor to enter into the rest. So that does not leave us without responsibility. Come on, church, are you here with me? So our responsibility is not to go do the work that Jesus has done again. No, it's done. Our responsibility is to enter into the rest of the finished work. So when you know that you will not die, you will live and declare the glory of God. So every attempt to kill you is looking for trouble. When you know that you are head, you are not tail, then any attempt to make you tail is looking for trouble. You see, what do you mean trouble? Is it that they repent and they support your righteous cause, or they will shoot themselves? You say, how? Because when the devil becomes too obstinate, he buries himself. Oh yeah, Pharaoh, Herod, even Judas. After God used him to accomplish his purpose, he committed suicide. God's purpose, not Jesus' purpose. He got this suicide. Hallelujah. Isn't God wonderful? Let me continue. Where did I stop? Okay, and take the helmet of salvation, which is the sword of the Spirit. Steal the word. Then praying with all these ones, how do you engage them? Praying. So a prayerless Christian is looking for trouble. And how often do you pray? Always. You know, I see why we say it's with all prayer. By the time you're engaging all these weapons, all prayer. Of course, we know that there's a prayer of faith, there's a prayer of consecration. There are different kinds of prayers. But when you engage all this, you'll be praying all prayer. But what's interesting is that praying always with all prayer and supplication, how? In the Spirit. And we know that when we pray in the Spirit, we are not ready. We don't even know how to pray as we ought to. Because once we are in the Spirit, then we engage the Holy Spirit, who prays with us with groanings that cannot be uttered. So it's a done deal. That's why I'm certain that I feel the fire. I should rise out of this place today in the name of Jesus. You will return with the testimony. Yeah. You will. That's the word. La 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 la. Is that what you play? Please play it. Very gently. Thank you. But the character of God I want to bring out here really is the praying aspect of it. But we have seen that prayer is not prayer without the word established. True or false? How do you get your helmet of salvation? How do you get your breastplate of righteousness? How do you get your belt of truth? The word. And how do you know the strategy? The word. Now we know that we are not really struggling with the devil to achieve. We have achieved in Christ. What we are doing is prevent the devil. Stand and withstand. You know why we are standing and withstanding? Because he's a thief. He's a destroyer. He's a killer. He doesn't manufacture anything. He does the opposite of everything good. The thief comes not before what? To steal, to kill, and that's it. That's the only reason he comes. And if you don't have life, will he want to come and kill? If you are not loaded, will he be coming to destroy? That means that there are some things that that can be destroyed. There are some lives that can be destroyed. There are things that can be stolen. That's why he's coming. So it will be a dangerous thing for a Christian not to know who you are. You are loaded. Glory be to God in the highest. You say how? By all that Jesus has accomplished on the cross. Hello, church. Ephesians 1:3. Come on. Blessed be God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has already blessed. What's your first name again? Who has completely blessed Moji Aribaloye? What I said in Yoruba is that your anger or your jealousy or envy cannot stop the fact that Jesus has already finished it for her. That's what it is. He did it. If she knows, then she will now engage herself with the requirement. What's the requirement? Stand against the wiles, the tricks, the cunning styles of the devil to get him there to steal. Stand against. That's what we are asked to do. And how? Praying always with all prayers. It's not true. She doesn't have it. That's your own opinion. She knows she has it because Jesus has done it. Come on. So when you hear me say, he's my glory, he's my shield, my glory, the lifter of my head, that means that the devil will try to bring your head down. He will try to shoot you. He will try to kill you. He will try to disgrace you. But the fact is, it's because it is done. I tell people, I say, you don't need to offend anybody. You don't even need to know them. Why is this one shining like this? We are going to shoot him. We are going to bring down his life. They are the sons of their fathers. The devil, stealing, killing, and destroying. But they don't need to be like that. They only need to give their life to Jesus and begin to shine too. Happy? Woo-hoo. Jesus has done it. In Christ Jesus. What you have in Christ Jesus, where you are located in Christ Jesus, it's very, very important, because these are the things that the devil will always try to steal, to kill. I feel the fire. It's the mercy and the grace of God at work. In the name of Jesus. So, why are you worried or surprised or fearful? Because the devil wants to kill you. That's what he does. So why are you afraid? You should know that you are not dying nowhere. You will live and declare the glory of God. Put on the breast of the belt of truth and the breastplate of righteousness, and take the shield of faith. I will not die. I will live. I will show forth the glory of God. So why are you worried that the devil is? That's what he's supposed to do. And you have to put him in his place. So finally, my brethren, take the shield of faith, the belt of truth. But I said, that's it. I told you I'll only talk for 10, 15, 20 minutes maximum. Maybe some Sundays I'll be able to develop this more or come more. But see, this is the nature of God. Whatever he does excellently. Genesis chapter 2. He made everything he made. He created everything. He himself stood aside and looked at it. He himself concluded, this is good. By the time he finished with man, he stood out and said, very good. When we are saying very good, from God's angle, it is good. It is very, very good. That is how he relates with you and I. He makes all things beautiful. He does things excellently as it concerns you, as it concerns me. That's why the Bible says God will always perfect all that concern. Amen. So everything that God and you will need from God has been done. 2 Peter chapter 1 verse 3, all that according as his power has given unto us all that pertains unto life and godliness. All. You see this pattern in Genesis, like I was saying, he made everything beautiful. But you see, having done everything that way, he brought the man and put him in. And what did he say? When he has finished all the work, he still gave man instruction. What was the instruction? Tend and keep. But God had concluded the work, but you still need to tend and keep. Why will he say keep? Because there is it that will try to steal. So a lot of people say, see, once you are born again forever. It is true, but there's an instruction that you should stand firm. So that what you have cannot be stolen. Two of the 20th Revelation, it says stand firm, so that your candle is not removed. So we tell people, we preach grace, yes, but that's not a license to sin. There is still stealing, killing, destroying. There is one who is saddled with that. Don't allow him. But you see, in the Garden of Eden, what we didn't like happened. He deceived the woman and got the man to compromise his stand. They sinned. They fell. They lost it. But the mercy of God prevailed. Stand. Pray. The Bible says men ought always to pray. Luke 18:1 and not faint. God, hey, why am I feeling the fire so much here? Because it's not for you to faint. It's not for you to give up. The devil is a liar. The devil is a liar. It's not. True, it's not. In the name of Jesus. Ooh, wow. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. That means that sickness in your body should not follow you out. Because he has done it. By his stripes, you were healed. So that headache, that pain, all those diagnoses of the doctor, which is good, at least you know what it is, will you let his spirit flow through in the name of Jesus. So no fear for your future. Will I ever get married? Can't we hear you? Don't you know that you are the one making it tough? Say what has been done. Don't say your fears anymore. If you're going to refer to your fears, refer to it in the positive. Yeah? If you say to this mountain, be thou removed, I have no doubt in your heart, but believe that what you say will come, you have it. You know, I was sharing something with my wife, which over the night I saw. You say, what was it? I was praying the Spirit. And the message was going on. Glory be to God in the highest. Woo, hallelujah. I was praying this prayer and the message was going on. And Kenny Hagin said something. He said he was praying. He said a young man in the church was 39 years old. And he died all of a sudden. In one church or other. And he happened to know the person. And then that was when he was still pastoring somewhere too. And then he was there and the guy's pastor was there. And they were praying that the man should not go. He was in a coma. He said they prayed and prayed and then they took a break and went home. And then the following morning they came. He said by the time he was coming, it was clear what God was saying. His wife said to him that, are you sure that God wants this man to stay? He said, so he had to admit to his wife that sincerely it crossed my mind a number of times that he would like to go. He said, by the time you go back to church, to the hospital that morning, you saw the pastor after. He said, look, I'm sorry, I don't know how to put this to you, but this is what I'm receiving. The guy said, I knew all through yesterday when we were praying, but I didn't want to discourage you too. So at that, what he had was this. He said, eternal laws have already been laid and you cannot change it now. Something like that. He wants to go. So he said to the pastor, and the pastor agreed. And they went to the body there, the man lying in coma, and they laid their hands. They said, well, we release you to go. From coma, he smiled and gave up the ghost. Now, listen to me. So when they were walking on the body, the immediate elder brother came around. Ken Hagin walked up to him and said, does this mean anything to you? The eternal laws are already laid out and it cannot be canceled now. The guy jumped. Said when they were young, they were playing. I've forgotten what kind of thing they were doing. And that young man said, he will never live to be 39, to be 40. So Ken Hagin said, he was like, yes, if he said that, then why should he be binding? Then when the mother came, the boy dragged him to the mother. The mother said, yes, he always said that all his life, that he would never live to be 49. He died 4 months to be 40. He died 4 months to 40. I don't know what you have been saying out of fear or frustration over your life. That's why I know this service is unique. And you know what God told them right there where they were praying? He said, God said to him, you were praying. You can change it. He can change it. Only he can change it. But right now, he wants to go. So if only they could get him back, we'll have changed it. Here, I'm telling you now to change something. Why? Because the finished work of God is never accessible except through faith. And we cannot sustain it except by faith. And if we are sustaining it by faith, no power of the devil is devil enough to remove you. I say none. In the name of Jesus, none. If you know who you are and what you have and where you are located. I feel that there's about to be an eruption in the hall. In the name of Jesus. He said, why are you so sure? Because we are speaking the word of God. Hallelujah. He says, the word I speak to you, they are what? Life, and they are what? Spirit. Huh? And we know that there's no creation without the spirit and without the word. That's why I know things are turning around for people here right now. In the name of Jesus. So whether somebody has said it to you before or you have said it with your mouth, if it's not the blessing of God, stand up and reverse it now. You have 2 minutes. Just change it. Change it quickly. Say in the name. If you have been saying, I may not, change it. I said, the Bible says this. Say what the Bible says in the name of Jesus. Ooh, yes. What do you desire? So you can take it now. Ooh. Yep. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Oh, oh, oh. Yeah. Yeah. I say reverse it. If you use a mouth to say, well, I may never have a husband. I may never have a child. Reverse it now in the name of Jesus. Say what the Bible says. I am head, I'm not tail. Is my shield, my glory, the lifter of my head in the name of Jesus. Say what the Bible says. I'm a fruitful vine. I'm like a fruitful vine around my husband's table. Say what the Bible says. My children's children, I will see in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. No weapon of the enemy formed against me shall prosper in the name of Jesus. The days of my life I will fulfill in the name of Jesus. My Open your mouth and declare in the name of Jesus. Don't believe a lie of the devil. Don't echo the lie of the devil. Say what God has said. Blessed with all spiritual blessings, heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. My children will be mighty on the face of the earth. My generation is blessed in the name of Jesus. Say what God has said. I'm seated with God in heavenly, I'm with Christ in heavenly places, above all principalities and powers. Makasola baba baba, makarola baba kashala baba baba, ora baba kashala baba 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 nekatera. Nekatora baba kashala baba katora baba kashere baya. Mekatora baba kashala baba katora baba kashere baya katora baba baba. Makatora baba 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 kashala baba 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 baba. Makatara baba. Whoa, wala boha baba baba ha ha. Meri baba kashala baba kashala baba katere baya halala la ha ha. Open your mouth and declare, by stripes I am healed in the name of Jesus. No weapon of the enemy from the gates shall prosper in the name of Jesus. My life is sitting with God in Christ Jesus. Hey, it is in Him I live, I move, and I have my being in the name of Jesus. I prosper in all that I do in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and declare. Father, we give you praise. Father, we give you honor. Father, we worship you, we adore you. Take all the glory. In Jesus' name we pray. So God does it beautifully, He finishes it. May we expect you by faith to access it and to sustain it.
We know that you have been tremendously blessed by this message. For additional information and materials from Pastor Taiwo Odukoya, please contact us at the Fountain of Life Church, 12 Industrial Estate Road by PZ Industries, Off Town Planning Way, Ilukweju, Lagos. Visit our website at www.tfolc.org. Thank you. God bless you.